Welcome to the Museum of Minor Incidents. Exhibit 31. Fear and Hope and Everybody Else We Know. You and three other people are going to create this experience together. Listen carefully. It is very important that you react when necessary. Move and behave as the track tells you. Sometimes you will have to say something. If you do, say it loudly so that the others can hear you. For the next couple of minutes, you will hear your very special individual track. The audio will guide you through the world around you. Most of the time, you will move around on your own. Follow the instructions closely. But have open eyes to your environment. Try not to disturb others or put yourself in danger. This exhibit is about the feelings of fear and hope. The track will tell you where to go. Whenever you have reached the position the track told you and don't know how to go on, just wait for further instructions. You play an important role in this game. You incorporate hope. One could say you are a kind of daemon. Just let the track guide you. There will also be the daemon of fear and two human beings. Now you will be introduced to one another. The person who is waving is a human being. It is a man. This is a woman. She is raising her hand. You like them both. You like humans. You have been close to them ever since. This is the daemon of fear. You are the daemon of hope. Bow to the others. You believe, no matter how bad a situation is, you can make people feel strong enough to survive everything. Donate your biggest smile to the other players. As hope, you have been here and there since time immemorial. Sometimes you act, but mostly you just watch people doing things. You know that you are powerful. Hope can make people do great things. Knowing so much and being able to be anywhere turns out to make you feel a bit lonesome. Nobody there to share all the experiences. Sometimes you just wish you could be human. Maybe today you can switch with somebody. Look at those toys in the machines. Every one of them seems to be waiting for someone to come and rescue it, to buy it and maybe love it. Maybe hope is the only thing that keeps them alive, whatever this might mean. You have a really good job. You make the impossible possible, the undoable doable. What would the world do without you? People need you and honour you. Sometimes you cannot stand all these expectations people set upon you. Then you let the insects fly in the flame of a candle, dying in their biggest moment of happiness. Be honest. Actually, you just want a free weekend, just once, or even holidays. Maybe not the worst idea, to prevent you from karoshi. You should leave this place now. Do you see the Anpanman capsule vendor? It looks like a big animal. Go towards the Anpanman and stand face to face with it. He seems to be breeding all the different capsules, eggs, of possibilities that are waiting to be bought and brought home and taken care of. Turn left and start walking. Walk along the blue plastic floor, past the fire hose to your right, and past the two silver columns. In front of you, you see a giant blue column and a glass elevator next to it. Go towards it and turn right behind the blue column. Pass the elevator on your right and go straight ahead to the escalator. Take the escalator up. As the Daemon of Hope, you have always played an important role in human life. You make people find power in themselves or in the world around them that is worth going on, trying again, trying harder, changing something, making things better. Aspire towards a different future and reach it sometimes. When you have reached the top of the escalator, turn left and walk towards the bus station. Enter the bus station now through the glass doors. Now please go to the gate number 3 and stand there beside the white door in the white wall that says Convenience. Stand there and watch people lining up to get away. What is the secret order of this line? What is the difference between its beginning and its end? Take a close look at them. Do you think the first person in line is the happiest one? Keep standing next to the door to the convenience, close to gate 3. There you will have the unique chance of becoming a human being. Time for a holiday. Where would you like to travel, Hope? You will meet a woman there soon. Look out for a familiar face. When she arrives, look into her eyes. Try and make her laugh, maybe just with your own bright smile, by telling a joke, by making a funny face. Be creative. Did you make her laugh? Then you can now have a look at her life and how it will continue. She will take your position and exchange your audio device with her. If she did not laugh, just go on trying, being Hope. Love is all around. Somebody will recognize you. If you have to exchange your devices, do it now. Have you changed your view? You are the daemon of hope. You are everywhere. Sometimes you hide, and sometimes people do not recognize you, but you do not give up. The only thing you want is to become a human being one day. It is way easier not to be everywhere. With the buses in front of you, turn left and walk to the end of the bus station. Not to the very end. Keep left. The woman will walk next to you for a few meters, and then your ways will part. Enter the kind of glass aquarium. Take the stairs on the right-hand side of the elevator. Walk up slowly. Look up and look down. Leave at the ground floor and enter the field of green. Breathe in and out, slowly. Start walking. Go down to the railing and look down at the oasis. Also look back. The glass building looks like a shell. A cochlea. Did you know that scientists can repair deaf people's ears now and make them hear again? Hope succeeded. Turn left now and walk along the railing. On the right, there is a possibility to enter this area again. You see a staircase and an elevator. Wait next to the elevator for a moment. Stand there for a moment and watch people moving above your head. Look at the reflection of sun rays shining on the water. Stand still. Just watch the people walking around. Now go to the staircase and walk down one level. Go down only one level and leave the stairs. Leave the stairs when you can see the bus station again. Just next to the elevator, you see a long slope down to the blue floor. Go down the slope all the way. Have a look at the area below you that opens up like a giant stage. Boring scenes, dramatic scenes. Fiction is one way for humans to cope with the unforeseen. Reading books or watching movies about catastrophes or violence can have a cathartic effect. People are still discussing this effect in video games. Does it work to live our violence out in interactive media and lead a peaceful, real life? You would not be you if you did not say, "I hope so." When you have reached the underground level where there is a blue plastic floor on the ground, turn very sharply to the right. It is almost a U-turn. Pass the tables with blue chairs and head straight to the left corner. There is a kind of corridor opening up. Just go ahead and follow it. Go round the corner. Be aware of the changing floor. You will get to the entrance of the Central Park. Enter slowly. The underground world opens automatically. The light changes. And do you smell this? Move very slowly, just one foot in front of the other. Maybe even stop for a moment. Do you see the empty telephone box on your right-hand side? Keep on going straight ahead. Just follow the corridor. Have a look to your left, to your right. If you see people, smile at them. Can they stand the eye contact? If you dare, give someone a compliment. It does not have to be perfect. What counts is the gesture. Do people honor it? Look at the floor. When you see the red triangle, it looks a bit like the needle of a compass. Stay there. Stand on the red tiles on the floor. You make people stop waiting. Why shouldn't they call themselves? Why should they be afraid? You make them communicate, and you also grow through communication. For you, it seems to be a good coincidence that social structures seem to get loose. Moving around the world seems to be easier than ever. Change seems to be more and more like a game. Improve yourself. Become not only better, but yourself, because you can. And if you stumble, stand up again. But what if you depend on other people? Are you waiting for somebody to call? What depends on that? Do not leave the area around the red triangle. The other daemon will come here soon. Have a look around. Do you see fear? Maybe you do not recognize each other at first sight, but you belong together like two sides of a medal. Meet each other on the red triangle. Look behind the scenes. How many times did you betray people? Are you really sure that you are the good one in the game of two? Are you rivals, or more of a kind of odd couple? Funny idea, you and fear in the old days, sitting on a balcony, slurping a Moscow mule and chatting about what's going on. Now you have the possibility to change roles. You belong together anyway. If you feel like switching roles, exchange your audio devices now. Now the two of you move on together, just for a short way. Have a look at the signs above you. Have a look at the triangle on the floor. It looks like a kind of arrow. You head in the direction which is opposite the tip of this arrow. This is the corridor that leads towards the subway station. Walk down this corridor. You can see the glass doors at the end of the corridor. Go towards them. When you have reached the glass doors, step out of the Central Park Underground and leave it behind you. A small courtyard opens up, like a small niche in between the worlds. Hope and fear. Both of you are two jaws that form the pliers. Together you give birth to decisions and influence people's paths. Now your paths will separate again, but just for a short time. Soon, you will meet the two human beings. They are in an important situation. Do you see the two different stairs going up, one to the left and one on the right-hand side? Please take the stairs on the right-hand side. Hope. Slowly walk up the stairs and leave this place between the worlds. At the end of the stairs, please turn left and stand at the railing. Go some steps towards your other, but don't meet in the centre. Just turn to the railing and stand there. This is the place where it all comes together. New York, Paris, everything that's not Japan. Here and now, places and times are merging. A simple crossing of people's roads in life. Maybe you can already see the two human beings standing at the railing. If not, they will appear soon. They have just met each other in the middle of their lives. A minor incident, but maybe more relevant. They feel connected than they might ever have guessed. Will they step out of their everyday life and dare to start something new? Walk off with the other person. Both people have made their own unique experiences with hope and fear. Which direction can you trust when? Now each of them will choose either you or the other daemon to give them advice. If both choose the same one, they'll play rock, paper, scissors. The person who chooses you will beckon you. Now go to the person that chose you. Stand close to them. Some situations resolve in one moment. Now you are going to give advice to the person that chose you. Both have just one question to the other. Are you afraid? You will advise your person. The answer of hope is quite clear. Whisper your answer in the ear of the person that chose you, now. No, I'm not afraid. Are you? Incidents happen to us, but we make the choices, don't we? Thank you for playing Fear and Hope and Everybody Else We Know. Please have a look at your map to find other exciting exhibits in the Museum of Minor Incidents.